About this manual. For those of you who already had some model of the Braille and Speak and know how to use many of its features, you'll find the Braille and Speak 2000 has many exciting new improvements. In particular, if you have just upgraded from the 1996 revision of the Braille and Speak 640, we've revised the 1995 Braille and Speak User Guide to include all the features in the Braille and Speak 2000, which is the focus of this manual. If you're a Braille and Speak veteran, you'll find it easy to get acquainted with the new features in the Braille and Speak 2000, a section heading or a paragraph within a section that is preceded by an asterisk. Asterisk is new. Check the table of contents to see where they are. Don't be fooled by a section's name. For example, the section on getting the Braille and Speak to talk the way you want contains new information, and so we've highlighted it with an asterisk. Therefore, even if you already know how to use the speech parameters menu, check this section out because we've added some features. This manual is your roadmap as you explore the Braille and Speak's modes, features, and functions. In each chapter, we discuss commands and the tasks they perform, and we provide you with detailed examples of how to apply them in your daily life. Each chapter focuses on a specific topic area and takes you through all of the commands related to that topic in detail. Here is a key to the map. Introduction tells you what a Braille and Speak is. Section 1, the basics, explains what to do the first time you take the Braille and Speak out of the box. Section 2, working with your files, walks you slowly and painlessly through reading, writing, and manipulating files. Section 3, working with other tools, tours the Braille and Speak's calendar, calculator, stopwatch, timer, and much more, with real-life examples. Section 4, conversing with other devices, demystifies the complicated business of file transfers, printing considerations, the external disk drive, and external programs, all in simple language, minus the technobabble you usually find in discussions of telecommunications. Appendix. A. Commonly asked questions. Answers commonly asked questions about printing, file recovery, file transfers, and the like. Appendix B. Quick reference. List by subject all Braille and Speak commands. Appendix C. Technical data about ports, provides technical specifications for linking the Braille and Speak to non-standard devices. Appendix D, ASCII Braille symbols, provides a complete table for the ASCII character set in computer Braille. Appendix E, which charger to use, explains what chargers work with the various models of the Braille and Speak, Braille Lite, and portable drive to help you prevent accidentally damaging your unit by plugging the wrong charger into it. By the time you finish exploring the Braille and Speak universe, you'll wonder how you managed without it. Introduction. What is a Braille and Speak? The Braille and Speak is a computer that lets you write in Braille and responds to you with speech. It translates Grade 2 or Grade 1 Braille text, even computer Braille text, into spoken words through its built-in speech synthesizer. Weighing less than 1 pound and having its own internal, rechargeable battery and storage, this powerful computer can act as your notebook, your Rolodex, your calendar, your calculator, your stopwatch, your timer, and much more. Asterisk. You can use a Braille and Speak comfortably and unobtrusively at a meeting, on a street corner, or a subway, just as anyone uses a pencil and notepad. And chances are, you won't run out of room because the unit can store a lot of information. The Braille and Speak 2000 can store about 740 physical pages of Braille in its random access memory area, or 768 kilobytes, and over 1,800 physical pages worth in flash memory, or 2 megabytes. We'll discuss the new flash memory in detail in section 1.3. The Braille and Speak can talk with other computers, whether it's to store information on a disk or retrieve it for you to read later, or whether it's to print files with an ink printer or braille them with a Braille embosser. Asterisk. Using an external modem and your telephone, the Braille and Speak links you to a wealth of information over services such as the internet, news, shopping, research, conversation with other computer users, and so on. If you have a personal computer with a screen access program, ASAP, JAWS, or Vocalize, just to mention a few popular ones, you can turn your Braille and Speak into a portable speech synthesizer through its SpeechBox mode. This can come in handy if you're on the go a lot and want to minimize the gear you carry, or you suddenly have to access a computer at a colleague's desk in a hurry.